Welcome to Intentional with Dr. Faye. Intentional is the radio show dedicated to opening the gateways of knowledge into a deeper, more committed way of living your heaven on earth. You will learn how to build a relationship with God that will radically change the way you live your life forever. You will discover that you're not alone in this journey. You have access to eternal life now and all that it offers. Just listen as Dr. Faye shares the gospel to empower, motivate, inspire, and encourage you to live an intentional life.
Hi, this is Dr. Faye, and welcome again to another faith-based radio program, Intentional. I am here every Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, bringing you a message of hope, inspiration, and motivation, because we want to see you grow from the inside out. And for those of you who follow me during the week on our show, The Energy Bar, that I host right here on America Out Loud, Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's right, I'm your 7-Eleven talk show host right here on America Out Loud, your premier online radio network and podcasting station. Thank you for your retweets and your shares and your comments. Thank you for your likes and Facebook. And I want you to know I embrace those relationships and appreciate you guys so much, guys and gals, so much. And I appreciate your support, your prayers as we continue this journey in building a nation of people out of a nation around the world, a new nation of people who understand what this new era in communication is all about right here on the America Out Loud radio network. If you've been following the messages over the past few weeks, you've taken note that I've been teaching from my new book, Our Father's DNA, Switched at Birth, that's available on Amazon. You can get it in Kindle as well as paperback edition. And this is our first print, so you can expect some updates and changes coming in the near future. Today's message is so interesting, and I am so happy to be able to teach another part of the book. And because we want to talk about some of the beginnings. And I think many times we think it's all head knowledge and it doesn't stay with us because there's not really been a transformation. When there's not a true change in our lives, it is only head knowledge. And we know and we've learned that head knowledge does not always stay there. We're always growing and getting more knowledge and more intellectual, we believe ourselves to be. So we don't keep the heart and the intent of what God meant when we're just piling up knowledge, ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth is really what the scriptures teach us. So let's begin this journey today. Let's talk about the creation versus the creator. And we've taught during this broadcast that I hear people calling God it or whatever it is you worship. God, the universe, worshiping the universe, worshiping whatever people call it, and said you can call it whatever you want to call it. Well, no. There has to be a beginning of all power, of all creation. And I am a student of scripture. And scripture teach me that in the beginning, God created. The translation of, or the original translation states, in the beginning, Elohim. Elohim is plural for the many gods. The gods are the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit were present in creation. Not only were the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit present in creation, now this is going to kill off some sacred cows, shock some, maybe some religious minds, but we were present in creation. Oh, Dr. Faye, where did you get that from? Because we are spirit beings, and spirit beings have no beginning and have no end. So don't get so attached to these bodies that you think that they are eternal. They are not. We have this treasure in an earthen vessel. We are spirit beings. We have a soul, which is composed of our mind, our will, our emotions, our intellect, and our desires. And that's right, we live in the place called a body, an earthen tabernacle, a temple of God's presence, a house that God dwells in. And because we are spirit beings, all spirit has always been. There was no beginning to spirit, and there's no end to spirit, for out of spirit came that which is physical. And God spoke the worlds into existence. God spoke the universe into existence. Therefore, the universe has no words for me. God has words for me. I don't want to hear the voice of that which was created telling me how to live my life. I want to hear the voice of God. As a matter of fact, scripture teaches us that said that we will all know him from the least to the greatest. We would all know his voice, and as strangers we wouldn't follow. We would all have access to him through Jesus Christ so that we can have that relationship, that divine relationship that we hunger for. You may be hungering for it. You are hungering for it, and you don't even know it. What you're looking for is not another man, not another woman, not another job or another business, not another successful venture. What you're really looking for and hungry for is this relationship with God, because to each of us is given the measure of faith. To each of us is given the ability to access our godliness, our Christ in us, our divine nature, the Spirit of God who dwells among men and inside of us. So we're blessed to be born in a country where we can practice religious freedom. And I know some may disagree and say, oh, it's not really religious freedom. I can't put a nativity scene in my yard because I live in an HOA community, or I can't worship God in a school, or I can't say a public prayer, and I can't. You know, as people of God, as spiritual beings, when you have the presence of God in your life, nobody can put put a muzzle over your mouth, can muffle your sound or make you inapt, because you have the presence of God within you. Therefore, you can praise God from within. You can praise God no matter what. I'm thinking about in the book of Daniel, when we talk about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were Hebrew boys who were brought down into Babylonian captivity. And they were told that they had to bow and worship Nebuchadnezzar's God. And they refused to bow and worship idols. So an idol is simply the object of your worship that is not God, the Creator. So any object of your worship, it could be your house, it could be your car, it could be whatever it is, it could be your wife, your husband, your whatever it is that you lift up higher than God, the Creator, the our Father, then that has become an idol to you. So they refused to bow down and worship the idol. So they were thrown into a fiery furnace that was heated up 7 times hotter than before. And they were thrown into this furnace because they refused to bow down and worship another god. And as they were thrown in there, the men who threw them in, they were burned. They were consumed. But those boys, those three that were thrown in, the king got up and he looked. And because it troubled him. Of course, you do something against the child of God, you are the one that's going to be troubled. They're not going to be troubled. And so they got up and they looked. He got up, he looked inside, and he saw, I threw three in, but I see 4 men walking in the fire, and one looks like the Son of God. So these three were released from the fiery furnace, and their clothes did not smell like smoke. The hair on their heads were not singed. The king knew that he had just met the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the Creator of life the creator of the earth, the creator of all things. And you know, we can attend whatever church, we can even be biblical scholars, we can read our Bible, we can know the Hebrew, the Septuagint, we can understand all mysteries of the kingdom. But the Bible says if we don't come from a place of love, and that love that only God can give, you know, it can't come from any place else. It has to come from within. And that love that only God can give us, it doesn't profit us anything. And so as we get to know the Creator and worship the Creator and not the created things, we begin to build a more, a better relationship, a stronger and more vibrant relationship, because we become dependent upon the source of all life, the one who created us. And, you know, we live in this beautiful country, and I hear complaints all of the time about this country. There's negative news reporting all across social media and off social media, television, about America. It complaints everywhere. Complaints about the president. Complaints about Hillary. Complaints about whoever those people are. Complaints, complaints, complaints. You notice how Satan steals our attention away from God to other things, and we begin to focus on all of those negative energies, those negative entities, and we lose our focus of the Creator. And so we begin to look at those things. And the more attention we give to Donald Trump or Hillary or whichever side of the fence you're on, some of you may be on the fence, but whichever side of the fence you're on, you are choosing to worship that. Whatever that is, you're choosing to worship. If Donald Trump's name is on your tongue more than the name of Jesus Christ, then you need to check yourself, sister. Check yourself, brother. If Hillary's name is on your tongue more than the name of Jesus Christ, then you need to check yourself. You become obsessed with negativity, become obsessed with negative news reporting, and the next thing you know, you have gotten off course and you started losing ground spiritually, because spirituality is so interesting. As long as you stay focused, you keep your momentum. The moment you lose your focus, you lose your momentum. You see how that works? You know, like the horse in the race. As long as the horse is just straight ahead, staring straight ahead, got the blinders on, moving toward the finish line, they're fast, really fast. If you've ever ran track, you know that you gotta stay focused on the goal, achieving the goal. And you get to the point when you're running, it's not even about winning at some point. And if you never ran track or have been a competitor in that game or in that area, in that sports, that's the word I'm looking for, you don't understand what it means to come to the place that is not about the winning. While you're running, it's not about the winning. You know what it becomes about? It becomes about finishing. It becomes about getting to the goal, getting to the end, finishing your course. And that's what has got to happen with us in this race, in this life race. It's about finishing our course full, finishing it well, finishing it strong, doing what God has called us and appointed us to do. And we cannot do that if we are focusing on other things other than Him. In Matthew 6 and 33, and you've heard me bring this scripture up, and remember I told you that it's okay to be repetitive and redundant when you're speaking of spiritual principles, because you're causing a shift and a transition in the lives of people, so it's okay. And what we said is, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things shall be added. What things? Whatever it is that you're seeking after, because prior to that, those previous scriptures, Jesus said, take no thought for your life. Don't worry about anything. Then He says, consider the lilies of the field. Yes, they're beautiful, but they're not sweating. Consider the fowls of the air. They're not worried about their food. Your Heavenly Father knows that you have need of things before you even ask. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added. So when we get our eyes in the right direction, keeping the main thing, we're no longer focused in on things that don't matter. Wasting time, mind time, wasting precious mind time on things that will not matter. As we remove ourselves from complaining about our country, complaining about whatever it is we complain about, we'll learn how to be more thankful, beginning with the Creator, learning how to be more thankful. Thankful for creation itself. I thank God for the universes. I thank God for the stars, the moon, the sun, the grass, the trees, and everything. Give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. We enjoy so many freedoms in this country. And unless you've been out of this country into underdeveloped countries or third world countries, you may not appreciate it as much. But for those of us who have traveled abroad and have gone into those places, I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, God bless America again, is my prayer. And to know that how wealthy we really are. We each are so wealthy, and many of us have not even come to that knowledge yet, but you will. You will, darlings. Just keep your eyes on the prize. We have so many beautiful traditions in our country, so many things that we can stop and appreciate and realize that they are just good traditions, holiday traditions, culture, and geographical conditions. And all of which makes up a diverse and corporate conscious awareness that it's okay to be yourself, regardless of your tradition or your ethnicity or your gender. It's okay to be who you are. Not every tradition is necessarily a good one or a healthy one. And some traditions incite fights. And there are people who have traditions of just being angry about something all of the time. Have you ever met people that are just angry? If you ask them a question that they don't like, they all of a sudden they get very defensive about it. They're very protective of their heart and their mind because they've never learned to be free. When you are truly free because of what God has made us to be, he whom the Son says free, is free indeed. You cannot be offended in those little things. You don't have time for them. You're so focused and tenacious about finishing the course, about doing what you were born to do. You won't take time to be miserable, right? You got to take time to be happy and enjoy the journey and learn new traditions. Because of what God has done for us through the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus was not a traditional man. He was not a traditional God man. He was not a traditional thinker. As a matter of fact, he didn't behave himself according to culture. He was a breaker of traditions and a violator of normalcy. That's what he did. I believe that this teaching is changing lives, and I know that it is because of the text that I get, and I encourage you guys to share those comments across social media. Through this teaching, our Father's DNA switched at birth. We will all continue to grow. I am growing. It's a blessing to me, and it's such a blessing to be able to share this with you because I see what God is doing in my life because of this teaching, and I know he's doing it in your life. I've got to take a prayer pause, but I'm going to be back with more from this book, Our Father's DNA, Switched at Birth. I'll be back in a moment. Don't you dare go anywhere, but make sure you share across social media.
The Out Loud Perspective awaits you in life, love, politics, a healthy lifestyle, your faith, personal development, and living an out loud life on AmericaOutloud.com. Blitzer News and Entertainment Network, where you can listen 24/7 on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Intentional. I'm your faith-based radio talk show host right here every Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So let's get right back into the Word. You know, in our first segment, we talked about the creation, God being within us, and this power that is resident within us, and how there's so many opportunities here for us to grow, and how we're so blessed to be in America where we do have religious freedoms. I know it doesn't always look that way, but we really do have religious freedoms and an opportunity to pray our way, to serve God our way. And so that's a blessing. It is a tremendous blessing. And teaching from our book again, of course, Our Father's DNA Switched at Birth, it is an amazing book. It really is. I am actually enjoying teaching this and sharing this with you right here on Intentional for the next several weeks. And we've already shared several chapters with you. As a matter of fact, today we're on page 47. Even after sharing the few chapters we've shared, we've just on page 47. It is a very short read, but a very good read, by the way. And I like to write books so people can actually sit down and read them in a very short period of time. And before we took our prayer pause, we talked about traditions, and not every tradition is the same, and how Jesus, our Lord and Savior, he was a radical according to those days and that standard. He was a radical. He was not pliable in the hands of man. He was he did not behave himself according to culture. He was a breaker of traditions and a violator of what we would call normal. So Jesus was not acting normal, as we call him. Traditions are great, and they serve their purpose, and they're customs that are passed on from one generation to another by word of mouth or with written instructions. And some of these beliefs and customs are taken as the only way to live, the only way to do something. You go to different churches and you see that different churches have different cultures inside of them. And I know perhaps you've not thought about this before, but different churches have different cultures inside of them. You go in and everyone behaves a certain way. Certain things are done a certain way. You go a block down, if a block, maybe across the street to another church, and you find that that's a culture within itself. People dress differently. Maybe their views are different, and they see life through different lenses. Those are traditions and cultures that have now become the norm inside of that church, inside of that congregation. And many times when you're part of that culture, you're part of that setting, you don't know that other people aren't like that, or you think you're superior because you're not like those people. And so that's where separation, division, denomination has come in, because so many people think that the other group is really wrong. So that has been birthed out of tradition. Jesus, as a matter of fact, in scripture said, "You have made my power of no effect because you follow your traditions. You follow those lifeless forms that are made by man. You're following those traditions. And because you do that, there is no power. There's no manifestations as it should be, because some people are more engaged in tradition than they are engaged in a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ." Nobody here today, of course, but I am just sharing this with you because this needs to be shared, right? So as we take this road down here, you remember, we've had conversations, and many of you remember conversations that you had from childhood, what your mama taught you, what your daddy taught you. My mama did it this way. This is how my daddy taught me. The source of our limitations is based on what we believe to be true about some things. So our traditions are actually ways on, it becomes weighty to form a belief system. Did you follow that? Our traditions are so weighty until they form our belief systems. And because our belief systems are so strong, God is saying, "Do you want your belief system, or do you want me to teach you how to believe in the power of the Creator that is resident on the inside of you?" He wants to switch our belief system into a release system. And that's on page 48 of Our Father's DNA. He desires to take the struggles out of our lives. Yes, he does. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. He doesn't want us struggling through life. He wants us to be happy. Did you know that? That's good news. He wants us to have joy and peace to the full, to the overflow. That is the life plan that God has given us. We always talk about our plan, our life plan, our goals, and our objectives. But God has a plan. Jeremiah 29:11, he said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts to give you a hope in a future. I know the plans that I have for your life. I have a design for your life. And the scripture in book of Ephesians chapter 1, it says, we have been predetermined by God. We have been predestined. There's a predetermined course. And all we need to do is align ourselves with that. We spend a lot of money on education, hundreds of thousands of dollars sometimes on education to just get knowledge. When God said, you know, and all that getting, get understanding, get to know me because I am the source of all knowledge. I am wisdom and I will build. The inward struggles that we are having are because we are so connected to our belief systems and our norms, our culture norms, rather than to our Creator. A relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ will remove those limitations. Many struggles that we have, we're having them because we're holding on to those belief systems. So if we can let go of that and experience His relief system, we'll experience a whole new way of being, a whole new life, and a whole new way of living. God desires to make known His divine nature and His will within us, straight from the book. He wants us to access the knowledge that was made ours from the beginning. Isn't it beautiful that we already had all of this and we didn't even know it? How beautiful is that? So what's beautiful about not knowing? It's because when you come to know it, you can appreciate it. You can appreciate food when you've been hungry. You can appreciate water when you have been thirsty. You can appreciate heat when you've been cold. And you can appreciate air conditioning when you have experienced a triple degree day on a summer day. You can appreciate certain things when you have gone through the struggle of not having those things. So God wants to make His divine nature known, His will present within us, His DNA present within us. He wants us to have access to that knowledge. He wants us to have the knowledge that there is nothing that Satan can do to hurt or harm us. Remember, Satan is a created thing. So the created thing never has power over the Creator. The universe is a created thing. It does not have power over the Creator. So therefore, I do not worship the universe. I don't talk to the universe. I talk to God, and God talks back to me. You see, God is the one who created the universe. Therefore, He can reshape, reform. He can do whatever He wants to do with the universe. So the universe doesn't have a voice, really. Can't have a voice. It sounds really deep and spiritual to say, well, the universe told me, God said it. God said it. If you're being led by good, you're being led by God, not the universe, because the universe is a created thing. God desires to make known His divine nature. Many people look at Satan as God's competitor, but he's not. How can the thing that was created compete with the one who created the thing? It cannot happen, ladies and gentlemen. Satan is not God's competitor. As a matter of fact, the scripture says, and we can read it right there in St. John chapter 1. It said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. End of story, ladies and gentlemen. Without Him, there was not anything made that was made. All things were made by Him, including the universe, the universes, including the stars, the moon, the sun. All was created by our Father God. You either believe everything was made by God, or you believe that nothing was made by God. You may be an evolutionist and you think that we all came from apes or some cosmic chaos brought us all here. The Big Bang Theory is more evidence that something was made from nothing. And only one could make something from nothing. All things were made by Him and for Him. Satan is a creation of God. Otherwise, God would not have power over him. And aren't you glad that God has power over the devil? Yay! God triumphs and triumphs all the time, always, in everything. Yes, indeed. And so we can acknowledge that, and we can have faith in that, that that is true, that God made all things. God created Satan, and God created darkness. There would be no darkness if God had not created. When God creates, he does this, he does so with purpose in mind. He just doesn't throw things out there. He did it with purpose in mind. The evening and the morning were the first day. God was strategic and purposeful in creation. He created with intention. God created all things with an outcome in mind. He knew what he wanted. He knew the results that he wanted. God sees the end from the beginning. Now, I'm speaking of the power of creation, not the created, but the creator, the power of the creator that is resident within us. And we see that in creation. He created with intention. We were created to bring God glory. We were created to serve him. We were created to worship him. We were created to praise him. God knows what he wants. He had a plan for our lives. That's the reason we were born, really. And in Genesis 1 and 2, it says the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. God's voice spoke, and the Spirit of God moved. God's breath moved. The earth was not yet created and had no physical appearance, but the earth was in God. Everything that was created came out of the Creator. Repeat that. Say that after me. Everything that was created came out of the Creator. If it hasn't been created, it doesn't exist, because God made everything. The earth was not yet created. Everything was inside of him. And so what happens? Everything was inside of God. So when everything, who is God, reached inside of himself, he brought out everything. He's brought out that which existed inside of himself and made it appear in the earth, so that it was no longer without form and void. Amen. Isn't that good news? So God always prepares for movements. He always allows his word to go forth. The word is called the water, the washing of the water by the word. So when the Spirit of God moves upon the face of the waters, he was moving in the word, and that word was present. The Holy Spirit was present. All things were in place, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of those waters. And the Spirit of God is moving upon the face of these waters today. He's moving upon the word right now to manifest it in your life, that his word, his promises are true. They're always true, regardless of who you are and where you come from, and in spite of the things that you may be going through right now. Or despite those things, God is manifesting and ready to manifest his goodness and his glory in your life. But we must stay focused on him and him alone, to keep our eyes on the main thing, keeping the main thing, and watching God manifest his goodness and his glory. He was present. The word was present. The Spirit of God was present. I see the movement as a wind blowing over the waters, surface stirring the waters, the waters stirring up to bring forth new life. Listen, when it rains, it pours. When water is present, there is a harvest somewhere. When the word of God goes forth, there will be a harvest. He said in his Bible, in the Bible, that my word that goeth forth out of my mouth, it will perform that which I please. It'll prosper where it's being sent. Just as today, as I'm speaking his word, his glorious word, his gospel, it goes through the airways out here, and it's doing a work in someone's life. I may never meet you, but it's doing a work. Eons will pass, and it will still do a work. Why? Because the word of God is spirit, and it's life, is quick, and it's powerful. It does a work in your life, and you'll feel better. You'll begin to think differently. You'll have a shift, and it may not be a traumatic thing that happens like, oh, boom. It could be so silent and so subtle. You will see it moving. subtly. That's the word I'm looking for, right? It'll be subtle. And it happens. And wow, I don't feel the same. I don't feel the heaviness on me anymore. I don't feel the temptations anymore. I don't want that anymore. I don't want to go to that place anymore. It's not about me, my getting here in front of the mic and telling you, oh, you better not go there and you better not do this. No. That's not the good news. The good news is teaching Jesus, teaching about who we are, and allowing Holy Spirit to go into those places and make the tremendous change. So we see the waters moving. The water is present there. There's a harvest that comes forth when there's a water, when there's water, when it flows. I have the privilege of living near farming country, and I can tell you when harvest comes, the fields are so beautiful. The food that you see at the market or the food that you see on your table, I get to see it growing. I get to experience the life of a seed being resurrected from the ground. And I always put it in spiritual terms to see that's just what's happening with us. That's what God is doing with us. We are seeds that are sown in the earth, and the word waters us. And the wind, the Holy Spirit is blowing. And we need the shifting and the changes in our lives in order for us to grow up and to be strong. So I watch the beans and the rice and the barley and the wheat and things. I don't know what they are. I think the millet or whatever, different corn. Yes, all the different cotton, all the different crops growing. Wow, just a few weeks ago, there was just a barren ground. There was nothing there. But then you see the tractors out there, the men are working, and then you come back as if it was overnight, but you know it wasn't really overnight. And here are these tall stalks of corn that come up. It's amazing. And some of them grow a little bit too fast because of what they're putting on them. But nevertheless, the process of growth and maturation takes place because the farmer sowed the seed. God has sown us in this earth, and he is watching over his word in us to perform it. He wants to do us good and make us happy, regardless of who you are and what you're going through. Ladies and gentlemen, God wants you to know he has some power on the inside of you, and he is breaking it forth through this message today. This power of God that's coming forth, you'll begin to experience it. You may not even know that it's coming, but you'll begin to sense the change. Maybe you've been struggling in your body and you need healing. You'll start feeling better. Wow, God, I start feeling better. Why? Because the word has gone forth and it does not return empty. It will accomplish what God sent it to do. He's ready to bring forth that life of himself through you. He's ready to show the world that you're his child, that you are truly God's DNA in the earth. For the first time ever, perhaps, God's life is making an appearance in your earth. In a new world is being formed in you. And you'll begin to think differently. You'll begin to speak differently. And you'll begin to see life through different lenses. Courage will come. That's one of the significant things that will happen in your life. Courage. The courage to face adversity, the courage to endure, the courage to go through things that you never thought you would experience, but you find yourself walking through them, and then you remember the anonymous poet that said, "Footprints in the sand. At the lowest time in my life, Lord, it was the time that you carried me." I've got to take a prayer break, but I'll be back with more on the power of creation resident within you.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
The power of creation that's resident within you. Oh my. When we think about the one who spoke the worlds into existence, said that I will come and make my home in you. And I will never leave you nor forsake you. The Apostle Paul writes in the epistles that we are the temple of the living God, that we're God's house. We are the place where he lives. He no longer lives in a temple made with hands, but that we are the place of God, the temple of the Holy Spirit. And when we think about the Holy Spirit, we think the Holy Spirit is the one who comforts, leads, guides, and directs us. The Holy Spirit being the mother heart of God, the sensitive side in within us that we can feel the presence of God because of the presence of the Holy Spirit who is within us. That we have a Father God, and we talk about the Son of the God. Where there's a Father, there's a Son, there's a mother heart. The Holy Spirit activated in our lives. In motion is the mother heart of God to comfort, lead, guide, teach, and take from the Father and show it unto us. Take from the head of the house and reveal it to the children. There is nothing the Father does that his mother heart does not know about. And Jesus said the Holy Spirit would even tell us what to say. Don't even worry about what you need to say if they bring you before courts. Just know that your Father, through the Holy Spirit, will give you the answers that you need. The Son of God, being the Word made flesh, is in St. John chapter 1, is present to manifest what the Father has said. You see, we're not alone. You're not alone. You may be feeling lonely right now, but you're not alone. You have God resident within you. You say, well, Dr. Faye, I don't feel him. Okay, well, just ask him. Say, Father, I want to feel your presence. Just like that. Just as simple as that. Don't let religion, do not allow religion to destroy relationships. Ask the Father to manifest his presence. Ask him, and he will do just that. So, well, you know, I'm not living a holy life. I did this. Don't get into that conversation with God. He already knows what you've done. Just ask him to manifest his presence in your life. He's not angry with you. He's not out to destroy you. He's not out to get you back. God wanted to get us back, we would have all been gotten. He's not angry with you. He's not out to hurt you. He wants to do you good and make you happy. The Son of God came to show us the Father. He came to show us the power that we had resident within us. Acts 10 and 38 spoke of Jesus, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. Isn't that incredible? Healing all who were oppressed of the devil because our God was with him. Wow, that's amazing. God brought everything into existence for us. So that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life in 1 John 1. This is the word of life that we're speaking today. John gives us a personal testimony of his experience with the word. He said, I touched it. I saw it, the word. I felt it. I experienced it. The Holy Spirit moves in such a way that the word is not just letters on pages anymore, people, completing sentences. It is he who is alive and is not an it, but it is a he who is the word, the living word of God. How beautiful is that? Remember this, ladies and gentlemen, God is everything. And when the spirit of everything moved upon the face of the water broke and the earth was born. The water of the word overshadowed the Holy Spirit, just as he did with Mary to bring forth the Son of God. When God speaks the word goes out and penetrates boundaries into places we have no awareness of. Through his word, God can do a work inside of us that we did not know we needed. That's right. He's the great physician. He comes in the middle of the night. You went to bed with a headache. You woke up and it was gone. You think, oh, I didn't take an aspirin, but yet my headache is gone. Your legs were aching. And suddenly through the day, at the end of the day, you thought, oh my goodness, they stopped aching. I'm feeling better already. Do you think you did that? Something was going on in your body. And then one day you wake up and you don't feel the pain anymore. And you just go about as though it never happened, because in God's eyes, it never did. Do you think you did that? And I know that there will be people to say, well, it was the medicine that I took. The doctor finally got me on the right medicine. You know, I finally found the right doctor, or I finally took the right combination of herbs or whatever. And we give credit to everything else. Not that those things are not good. Not that those products do not serve us in some way, but they are not the total source of life. You do understand that, right? And there are some amazing products on the market, like Healthy Cells that we provide here on America Out Loud Network, Healthy Cells, that you can get for a discount, by the way. Now, I don't get any benefit from telling you that. I am just letting you know that there are great products out here, but yet we can't serve the product. They could stop manufacturing or making the product, and then what? Oh, no, because at the end of the day, God is our source of everything. Anything good has come from God. When he speaks a word, it goes out and it will change your world. What glory, what power, what majesty is our God? When you hear the gospel preached and you become uncomfortable, that is just God's way of saying, come higher. I want you to know me. The Holy Spirit is working inside of you for his glory. That is the only reason you would get uncomfortable with teachings like this. The word will move past our religious dogma and penetrate our souls. The word is alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It's going into places where no one else can go, where nothing else can penetrate. No medication can go where the word can go. Yes. I get excited when I hear the word that resonates with me, and I am motivated and excited and inspired when I hear revelation knowledge or just a simple teaching such as this from our Father's DNA switched at birth. This simple teaching from this book is just reminds me of the simple sermons of Jesus that I taught in a series and still teach from time to time. These are the simple sermons of Jesus, with the sermons that he used when he spoke to the fig tree and spoke to the sea, spoke to the dead, and spoke to the living. You can speak the word in your life, and when you do, you will see the manifestation of what Jesus did over 2,000 years ago. Whoever you are and wherever you may be, you are appointed and anointed to be part of this revolution, to be part of this movement. You are alive today. Listen to me, dear hearts. You are alive today because you are a person with purpose branded on your soul. God has a plan for your vessel. He has a plan for you, and he wants you to tap into that so that you can close the gap between the prophecy and the promise, that you can live to see the manifestation and not live in frustration and aggravation because it hasn't come to pass yet. It has come to pass on the inside, and it's time to make it known on the outside. God is stirring you up through this teaching today and getting you prepared for the greatest revolution and movement of God ever experienced in your life. So whoever you are and wherever you come from, you are appointed and anointed. appointed and anointed. Yes, yes. Your life has been protected and prepared to be a special messenger of God. Now, it doesn't mean that you are a pastor or a preacher or a minister or ever be ordained such as I, but what it does mean is that you will be appointed and anointed in your destiny, in your zone, in your lane, in your purpose. That whether it is a business owner or nurse or a doctor, or whatever it is, it doesn't matter. What matters the most is that you are exactly where you should be. You know, the happiest people in this world are those people who are doing what they've been called to do. I'm happy doing this. I really am. I'm happy to be here teaching this every Sunday. I really am. It makes me happy to be able to reach people. Why? Because that's what I was born to do. I am doing what I was born to do and will be doing more of this as God empowers me to get it done. It is about walking in your destiny. That's the power of the Creator coming forth, making himself known. You know, God wants to be a physician through you. God wants to be a network owner with you, like Malcolm. God wants to be a nurse through you. God wants to be an attorney through you. God wants to be a business owner through you, an accountant through you. God wants to be the head of a great corporation through you. That's the power of the Creator. So it not everyone is called to walk in the same lane. So God wants to be whatever it is through you. So yield to him and allow him to make his presence known so that you can share God with the world from your lane. The presence of God is with you now to move you onward and upward. He is here to usher you into his word. And as you get a hunger, an insatiable hunger for his word, and the manifestation of his presence in your life, you'll begin to have confidence and courage. Fear will have no place in your life because you will be the manifestation of the offspring of the DNA of Jehovah God, who is everything living inside of you. You know, when God said, "Let there be light," light did not hesitate. It was. The light was in God, and the only way that light could be manifested, it had to be inside of God. Whatever he spoke had to become. The law of word being manifested was set in motion. When we speak his word, we are following what God set in motion way back in Genesis. God enjoyed his work so much that he called it good. It did. The Bible said, and God said, it is good. There came the moment when God saw things were not so good and as they could be. He looked around the garden and saw the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, the creeping things on the earth. It was glorious. Imagine sitting in the middle of everything. God looked and saw the man that he had created who was sitting in the middle of everything, but something was not quite balanced. Being God, he could always go back and make it over. He can always do whatever he wants. He can fix any issue. Correct any wrong or redo what he's already done. He's God. Man looking at the monkeys, tigers, and chickens, he needed something a bit more on his level. For the first time, God said it wasn't good that man should be alone. God wanted man to have a helpmeet. He wanted man to have a companion. Why did God want that? I mean, God understood what it meant to reproduce. God understood what it meant because, after all, God had just pulled entire creation out of himself. So what did he do? He caused a deep sleep to fall upon man, and he went inside a man and pulled a created thing out of man. Woo! Yeah. And then he said, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Keep doing what I've done." Now, that didn't mean to go and just run and have a bunch of babies, okay? It also meant to reproduce the quality of the Creator in the earth. Go and do likewise. Go and reproduce that. That's what Jesus did for us. one son gave his life so that many sons and daughters are born to glory. Now we are the sons of God. Now we are the daughters of God. Not gender as in son, but son as in the word, in the spirit. We are now the offspring of God. We are our father's DNA representatives in the earth. Now, I don't know who you are or where you come from, but I want you to know that you can get a copy of this book and you can follow along with me. And I want you to know that God loves you so much and that you can pray simple prayers. Don't try to get deep and pray long prayers. Simple prayers. Father, help me to see you. Lord, help me to see life through your lenses, through your eyes. I want to hear the sounds you want me to hear. I want people in my life that you have called and remove those out of my life that shouldn't be there. Lord, take me to the next level in my life, in my journey. Help me to uncover the mysteries, Father God, that make them no longer mysteries. Simplify my life, Father. Teach me how to walk humbly before my God. You see, his presence will sustain us. When we allow him to arise, his almighty presence will feed us. He will cover us. He will speak to us, will comfort us, overshadow us, and keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Psalms 91 says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, I love that Psalms. I read it every day. The Creator, the created, and the Creator unite in the presence of the Lord. And that's from my book, Our Father's DNA, Switched at Birth. And we're teaching a series on this. And these are messages that I have learned over the years. Well, I'm the messenger, not a perfect messenger, but yet a messenger. And I get to share this good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ with you every Sunday. It makes my heart happy. And if I could dance, I would, but I would knock over the mic. So I won't do that. And then Malcolm won't like that when he has to edit it. So I want you to know this is such a powerful time that we have together. Share it across social media. Leave a comment. Go to iTunes and review the show. Review the other shows on the Outloud platform. I like this family, this Outloud family. We get new family members in all of the time. And you are part of our family. And so thank you for being a part of that. Go to my show page at americaoutloud.com/Dr. Faye. You will see an opportunity to donate there. Go ahead. Don't be afraid. Be brave. Donate and to the cause. And also a copy of the link to my book is there, Our Father's DNA Switched at Birth. You will also see the previous intentional broadcasts. Some of them are there, and you will also find them on iTunes. And stay tuned. Bookmark us. Be a frequent flyer with America Out Loud. Check out all of our great shows right here on the network. And we would love hearing from you. Email me at drfaye@americaoutloud. I love you guys. Thank you so much for being a part of Intentional today, this faith-based radio program. Until next time, have a blessed Sunday. Don't forget the encore at 4. Bye-bye now.